Chapter 1. Sleepy Hollow. The Hudson River has many small bays along its rough eastern shore. The village called Terrytown lies in the heart of one of these bays. Terrytown is a small market town. It also acts as a countryside port, so many ships come to unload goods for sale, and many people come to Terrytown to buy and sell those goods. The housewives of the area named the place Terrytown. Their husbands would often tarry or stay a long time there. On market days, the husbands would meet in the tavern to drink and chat. Not far from this village, there is a little valley among high hills. It is one of the quietest places in the whole world. A small brook glides peacefully through this valley. The gentle murmur from the brook can help anyone to fall asleep. The only sounds that break the constant calm are from nature. Occasionally, a quail whistles or a woodpecker pecks at a tree. When I was a boy, I went hunting for the first time on one side of that valley. I wandered into a small forest of tall walnut trees at noon. All of nature was very quiet. The roar of my own gun startled me. It broke the church-like quiet around me. The gunshot echoed angrily across the valley. If I ever want to get away from my troubles and the world, this little valley is the perfect place to escape to. This little, cut-off valley gets its name from two things. First, the name describes its quiet, peaceful, natural surroundings. Second, it describes the character of its inhabitants, who come from the original Dutch settlers. This valley has long been called Sleepy Hollow. A sleepy, dreamy influence seems to hang over the land. This sleepiness even seems to fill the atmosphere. Some say that a mysterious German immigrant put a magic spell over the place. Others say that an old Indian medicine man worked his magic there before the country was discovered by the English. It is certain that the place still continues under the influence of some magical power. All the good people there are under a spell. Their minds are in a constant state of daydream, and they often fall into mysterious trances. The people of Sleepy Hollow also tend to believe in all kinds of fantastic ideas. They frequently see strange sights, and they hear music and voices in the air. The whole neighborhood is filled with local tales, haunted spots, and twilight superstitions. Even nature seems affected. Indeed, shooting stars burn across this valley more often than they do in any other part of the country, and the people here experience nightmares more frightening and more frequent than do people in any other part of the region. In short, Sleepy Hollow is a strange, mysterious place.